Hello, patrons. This is the post show for Roleplay Nebula Jazz, episode number 17. So if you're watching this after any other episode, it's going to be confusing as heck. It's good to be back, everybody. I know we had a bit of a Nebula Jazz hiatus.
Welcome back.
It's good to jump back into the chaos. More than any other show, I find this one both easiest to jump into and hardest because there's so much that's gone on, but in any given moment we can kind of just do whatever we want. There's no like real clear line from one thing to the other, but I definitely feel like, and I think this is good timing for coming up on the live show, I definitely feel like we're leading to the grand conclusion. I think we're headed towards it at full speed. So I wanted to ask, like, what stuff off the top of y'all's head, is there anything that, like, you want to make sure, and I'm getting my notebook out so I don't forget, is there anything you want to make sure to get, like, tied up before the season close, right, before we deal with, like, the Duke and all that stuff for each of you? Because I know that we've got all these little trailing threads, but what do you think? Is there anything you're looking to clear up particularly? I know, Aurora, yours are easy. Do you want to start with you?
Yeah, mine are easy. I think today was a good episode to show that I think she finally accepted that she is not who she thought she was all her life. And she has accepted that with a lot of anger towards certain people. And I think that seeing that conclusion on how she deals with those people that she's so angry with is something that I'd want to see.
Obviously, I would definitely encourage you to consider, like look into or think about this sort of idea of, and this is so a trope, so if it's perfectly Nebula Jazz, the idea of like angry teenage girl with infinite magical power, right? Like, this is your like Willow situation where you're like, oh cool, my people are all dead, they blew up the earth, and I might have this magic power that I can use to get my revenge. I feel like we could get to a situation where talking Aurora down from being the like nuclear option,
yeah,
might happen, right? Like, please, Aurora, don't use the scepter to destroy all of reality, please.
Right. I just want to talk. I just want to talk, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Put the scepter down, Aurora. And I was like, no, there's nothing left for me here.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where that goes, certainly. Like, everybody wants to manipulate you, and you have all this power, and you've unlocked some secret power of the scepter.
And it's all Jack's fault.
I wouldn't say it's Jack's fault. I mean, this is what he wanted.
That's true.
Yeah, so I mean, I think your character's arc is sort of clear from here forward. But what about the rest of y'all? What are you envisioning? Like as players, not so much just as your characters, but what kind of things do you want for your characters going forward? What do you envision the kind of arc up to the end to be for you?
Can I say something for somebody else?
Totally, yeah. I mean, compels exists for a reason.
I really want to see Rex and the princess have like just some kind of a moment where it seems like, even if it doesn't actually get wrapped up in the show, that like maybe there's the beginning of trust being built between the two of them. Like, he does something and you can tell that they like connect in some way.
Yeah, I'd love to see that kind of scene too. Something to do, because we've started to see a bit of Rex's arc change or become more interesting in the sense that, like, his relationship with Thuja is different now. Like, he has a relationship with her that has changed. It's not just like, cool, we boned and let's not talk. There's this awkwardness that I'd like to see some like come up. And then also, yeah, I think the princess is involved in that some way, because those two characters really are just opportunities for us to get to know Rex better. Sam, what are you thinking about like Rex and the princess and Thuja and like that whole situation? What are you interested in as a player?
I'm waiting to see what happens due to Rex eating the prince.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he's had this prince illusion. This construct of his own mind he's been interacting with, but so far that's kind of the brunt of it. So I'm interested to see what plans you have for that. I know, man. It was like a running gag for the first 10 or so episodes that like Rex had an ex-girlfriend everywhere and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too worried about like the Thuja princess situation right now. Okay. I'm kind of enjoying the space adventuring.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I think that's like as the sort of like protagonist of the series, right? You're the Star Lord of the show. You're going to be likely to be the one that does either the noble sacrifice at the end, or like, you know, has to save everybody. You're the big hero. You're going to have if anyone does, it'll be you having the like fist fight with the Duke, right? You're going to meet the problem head on.
Also, this is the first time in ages this is like the episode where we've met as a group since we split. Like this is for the first time. I know Aurora's technically.
I was going to say Aurora's not there.
But we're going together. And so, yeah. Like, maybe this big final combination will be us, like, all battling as a team and stuff. So it should be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you as a player, you're interested in the, like, swashbuckly space stuff.
Rex just got the gang back together, dude. We just got one more person we need to save.
Yeah, totally. And I definitely think, like, in the spirit of the show, that'll fully be a thing. You got pirates to fight. You'll have soldiers to fight. You'll be able to have pirates fighting soldiers. It'll be a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, Jesse, what about you? What are you finding exciting about the kind of lead up to the live show?
Well, I mean, truthfully, I just want to knock around some more heads. I think for the most part, the story of Quinn's arcs have already sort of happened, and he is back to his original role of like face smasher, which is fine.
Chewbacca, right? We had the arc where we went to Kashyyyk and we figured all that stuff out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting place to be, because now, you know, Quinn had the spotlight sort of mid-late arc, and then you're a bit more kind of in the wings as a support for the other characters, which actually I think is quite cool. I think that's a good place to be.
Because the other, I think we talked about this a few of these ago, where it was very obvious that in the end, no matter what, it had to be about the story of Aurora's lineage and the guy inside mm-hmm. Rex's head. At the end of the day, that's the main plot point of this season, is mm-hmm. those two things. So they have to be addressed, and the rest of us is just sort of like the back burner character. Like, Dodger, like, her storyline for Eugene is one that has its ups and downs and stuff, but at the end of the day, I think at this point, she and I are both like supporting characters for the other two and what happens to them for the rest of the season.
Well, I think it very much played out like a movie, where it's like a character that ends up having, like, not even knowing it, is like this back burner character that's there. But then, like, over time, there's more and more details about it. And you're like, wait a minute, that character and then the prince, now they're like more in the focal point, or Aurora and the prince are more in the focal point. Granted, you know, she was, I think Aurora very much started as a very supporty, I'm in the back doing my thing, recording you all creepily. So
I know, I see us as more of a Guardians of the Galaxy unit. Like,
yeah,
there's like the occasional solo scene, but like everyone is like this, the main characters are four people, not two and two.
Oh, I don't think anyone's more important than the other, for sure. I think we've all had our moments so far. So,
well, and that's sort of the trick of this type of thing, where there are episodes or sub arcs that focus on particular characters, but that there isn't like you're the main character and everyone else is just supporting you. Yeah, I think it's cool because everybody's gotten a chance to be like a perspective character, right? That that there are things that each character brings to the like groundedness of the chaos of the show, right? Like Eugene is the one who gets to look at the camera and be like, this is crazy. Like, I know I'm a talking slime, but like, this is some crazy shit, right? Like, y'all understand, audience, this is nuts. Why are they doing this? Mm-hmm. Aurora is the human, right? Aurora is the like person that we want to be like, you have to like, you know, embrace your humanity. And like, you know, you're the redemption arc and everything. And then, we got the like loyal friendship thing with Quinn and Rex. And like, I think that each character contains a piece of the larger character, which is all four of you as one unit, which is what makes the tension of the characters being separated and having like fights feel like an internal struggle rather than like, oh, well, we don't need this character. They can just go off and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the importance of a first season, right? Is establishing that group as a single unit. And so like, you have to like touch on everybody, but when it comes down to it, they're a unbreakable group.
Well, you know what I mean? Our moment, we always find our way back to each other, sort of a thing.
Yeah, we all separated, and now we're finding our way back to each other. It just is naturally happening. So
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's the thing, right? Is that the moment of we're all back together. I'm curious to see. So I for you, Pocket, I would recommend or encourage you to think about like what Aurora's response and like how her like anger manifests, right? Like, do you sign up with Jack and like are like, because we're not gonna jump ahead, but like where do your loyalties lie? Because he's gonna want to. He's doing that little finger thing where he's like, yes, we can train you. You can become powerful and I'll use you as a weapon against my enemies, but you can achieve your destiny, right? Like everyone's lied to you up to this point, but I'll never lie to you, Aurora, right? Like he's giving you that kind of respect. But also you're going to have like your grandpa come back and be like, no, this is, you got to come back to your family. You're going to get pulled in a lot of directions. So,
I feel like the direction for her is that, her mind is now set on revenge, very much a trope in movies, but revenge. I need to get revenge for my people. It's not just her mother. It's for her people. And yeah. That's a heavy weight to put on someone who just learned that they're human, that they've been lied to, that what happened to the, like her people were, it was just terrible. And
I would really like to, because he's on the same ship as you, I would really like to get a scene with you and Dave.
Yeah.
Mm, you and human Dave.
I think that would be.
Dave doesn't know who did it.
Yeah. I mean, Dave doesn't know anything. Dave's just a space stoner.
Dave's fucking Dave.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that'll be an interesting thing. I mean, I'm curious, Dodger, about where Eugene is at, because these goons just came and like, your whole life just kind of like fell apart because you had your own thing going, right? You had some friends and you had a job and taking care of stuff. So where's Eugene at? Because we've seen some struggle between like caring about the crew and then trying to reject them. I'm curious where you're at with that, that character. And
well, fortunately, you know, Eugene is all about self-loathing. So he doesn't really like blame anybody but himself for his life falling apart. I think that he does take comfort in having like Rex and Quinn there. Like if all of this had happened, but he didn't have anybody to lean on, I think he wouldn't have been in as good of a place as he is right now. Mm. So even though he might like be kicking and screaming, going to a fucking jacker ship to get Aurora, you know, he's just glad to have people that he trusts and also something to kind of like just something to do. But uh-huh. I think in terms of like his story arc and what I'd like to see is I think that he's a character that needs to have a moment to betray expectations. He needs to have moments where people expect the worst out of him, but he does something unusual, you know, that really makes a difference. So I would love for that to be a choice that he has to make at the end, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. This is the situation where, like, everybody thinks you're a sleazy loner who doesn't like or care about anybody. And when we get to that point where, you know, Dark Aurora is going to burn out the universe with her newly found magical power, the only person who's in a position to, like, talk her down and be like, no, there's a reason to keep everybody alive. And, like, the universe is full of beauty and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be Eugene, right? That'll be the opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a role-playing game and we want to not like script it, but also thinking about, and Fate, I think, has this both as advantage or disadvantage, depending on how improvised you want your game. We have the ability to kind of talk about this and be like, hey, so I would like it if we leaned the narrative in this direction because I would like to explore these things about my character, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Mm. Which I think is cool. Yeah, I like that. Mm. Cool. Well, we've got to figure out how many, if we have another episode before we go to the live show, but I imagine the live show is going to be like it's going to be the big thing. It'll be the big scene. And then we'll see afterwards kind of what happens with the characters, but it'll super excited.
The Rogue One of Nebula Jet.
Yeah. It'll be our big set piece. So that should be pretty fun.
Not that aspect of it, Jensi.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know about if I agree with this.
Well, the part. The,
I think we all went warnings. To the same place mentally. I was like, all right.
That sounds good. Okay.
I was picking up what you were putting down, Sam.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to that. And in the meantime, if y'all have ideas or thoughts about kind of where you want to go or things you want to include in the season finale, definitely let me know, because I'm formulating plans about it in my head. But I mean, God knows we're just gonna get there. We're gonna sit down and it's all gonna go sideways. So
of course
it'll be fine.
With this crew, of course.
So I'm curious, before we close out the video, I'm curious. I've been thinking about this because, you know, some fans have mentioned it as well. 8 hours of Nebula Jazz in a row. I hope you've all begun a strict regimen of fitness and exercise to prepare your bodies for being on and doing this show for twice as long as usual. Do you think you're going to be able to handle it?
Lots of coffee.
Yeah.
I stream for about 11 to 12 hours a day, so I think
good. I have faith.
I'm good. As long as I have food.
Yeah,
cocaine's that's the a hell thing. Of a drug.
See, the difference.
Mr. Cox.
Well, that's, I mean, the trick is, like, with these, we've talked about this a lot. It's like with this show particularly, I know for me, when we are done, I'm always way more exhausted than like any other show, because we have to be so aggressively on, and the spirit of the show is so like energetic. I'm gonna need the whole day after the live show, I think, to just sleep. I'm just gonna curl up in a ball and sleep.
No. I'm gonna jump on everybody's beds. I'm gonna make us go to shitty family breakfast.
Shitty breakfast.
Yes. Shitty breakfast.
It is definitely the most fatiguing show I've ever done.
Yeah. Well,
even after Balance of Power, like afterwards, I just remember going, I just want to go to bed. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
If this is how it feels like to be a DM every single episode, I don't want to DM ever.
It's pretty good. But tiring. You get used to it. You get used to it.
I hope you all know I already have a red jacket ready.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Of course you do.
Fantastic. Good.
Oh, I'm ready.
I sent JP lots of pictures of outfits, and they're all terrible.
Why don't you just get one of those, like, those suits, the morph suits?
Because it covers your mouth, too. It covers your whole face.
No, just cut out that. That'd be perfect. Just cut out that.
except that it's made out of, like, a stretchy fabric. So if you cut a hole in it, it'll all just peel back and, like, fold in on itself.
True.
But that is very Eugene.
Horrifying.
Cut out, like, uneven holes and just have your eyes there. Be like, what? I'm Eugene. Hey.
Amazing. Yep. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and whether we have another episode or we go straight to the live show, it's gonna be some good stuff. Nebula Jazz. We will see you again next time, everybody. Thanks for coming, and thanks for supporting the Patreon.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.